when it comes to letting somebody know that you like them, isn't there sort of a game we play? Isn't there sort of a craft to it? Everyone's attempt isn't for all people. It's not a cookie cutter way of doing things. And sometimes I feel like when I'm approached, if I look at something, I think, why would they say that? Why would they do that? And then I'm thinking, well, that's normal for them. So tonight, I was on one of my social apps and somebody wrote down in response to my very PG, in my opinion, it was PG, post. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. Some people think certain things. I could be reading off directions on a soup label and people might think I'm coming on to them. Who knows, right? Anyway, they write milfberry. And I'm like, what is a milfberry? I know milf, but berry, why are you combining the two together? So I respond and I say, what is a milfberry? You know, and I haven't had a response back. So then, later, I type in Google, milfberry. And it's a website. It's a website. It's a dating website. And I'm thinking, why would you say that on my profile? Why couldn't you respond craftily to my content? Don't you think that would be a better way of maybe getting to know me a little bit, setting the floorwork of, I don't know, respectfully getting to know me and then go from there? Don't you think that would be a better way to do it? But some people are just, I don't know, they see something that they like and they just like, you know. And I, for one, am not like that. I appreciate the dance, you know. I appreciate somebody who takes the time to get to know me and wants to know what I like. And I don't know. It's just not so one-sided. It's multifaceted and has interests, and it's not all that. It's a lot of other things. So, did I appreciate that comment? I don't know. I feel like the site that I was on is a very social, conversation-based site, and I was surprised that somebody would behave that way. I was surprised that somebody would say that, because sort of like we're all friends there and it's just inappropriate. Am I going to report them? No, I'm not going to report them. You know, something I said maybe just triggered the fact that maybe they think that's what I'm going to go for. I don't know. All it was a reading lyrics off of a song, and it happened to be words that are erotic, but that's what I'm into, so not totally erotic, just about love and infatuation and things like that. Just because I read about that doesn't mean that I'm going to visit some website, you know? I don't know. It just struck me funny, I guess. Maybe I'm being too harsh. I don't know. I just feel like there's better ways to approach it. I like a crafty approach. Anyway, that's all I have for you. And you know what? If you are interacting with somebody and you have a really good vibe about them, wonderful. If you have a bad vibe about them and they're not wondering about what you want. Red flag. Red flag. Seriously. You will be so much happier if you are interacting with somebody who pays attention to what you like. I promise you. It's very fun to get to know people, and I don't know, it's just fun to learn about different people and what they're into. 'Cause, excuse me. Maybe the customs that they're into, or where they live, how things are different. We live in a very big world. It's fun to expand your knowledge base on what's going on in the world. That's all I have for you. I'm super tired. Have a good night.